Nihal Achik David has only vague memories of his childhood in southern Sudan. It was wartime, 1989. He was 7. Children were separated from their families. He was part of a group that walked eastward to Ethiopia.
I've seen a flame of fire, and I don't have even possibilities of supporting myself or walking. Most of the people simply escorted me. They care me, and I didn't know where to go, actually. And finally, a huge number of people were simply moving. Until now, I didn't go back to my family.
That was 21 years ago. Today, David is a student with a scholarship from the UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency. He also heads the Addis Ababa Registration Center for South Sudan's January 9th referendum on whether to secede from the North. The referendum was a key element of the 2005 peace agreement that ended a 21-year civil war that killed 2 million people. David says youth of his generation share a dream of being reunited with surviving family members scattered across the globe.
So we pet up war in Sudan. Why not Southern Sudanese having her own independent state? To be sovereign, such that we have to enjoy our own right as our fellow Africans enjoy their own life. And this is the position of all Sudanese youth in Ethiopia, as well as those who are living in the diaspora.
Doth Deng Gott is another of the lost boys. He proudly wears a badge that reads, Head of Voter Registration, Section 4, as he tells of his trek to Ethiopia as a 7-year-old.
When I lose my family, this was in 1991. Between Ethiopian and Sudan border. And then I go back, I go to the refugee camp. I live there as a refugee boy. We gathering in one place, around 36 boys. We live there and we collect the firewood. We get the food from the UNHCR. And more difficulty we face together as a group is together with my friends. Some of them even they lose their life. So for that, I find myself without any family.
Gott, now 26 and a graduate of Addis Ababa University, discovered after the 2005 peace agreement that his family had survived the war. He says he prays for the day he can introduce his family back home to the family he started in Ethiopia.
One of my brothers come to find for me. He left to Dima, and he find me there. I'm alive in the Dima. And then he take me there to Sudan. And now I have a family, yeah. I know that they are alive. Yeah, so I see them, and even also I marriage. Yeah, I married. Now I'm a father of 2 daughters and the boys.
As God speaks, 3 young couples arrive to register. One of the women, 28-year-old Nyabu Kong, says she wants to vote to honor the memory of family members who died in the war. She says, my dad was a soldier.